You ready, Scott?
Let's see. I think so.
We're going to open today's meeting of the Salt Lake Valley Law Enforcement Service Area. It's Thursday, February 18th. First item on the agenda is public comments. So if there's any member of the public who wishes to address the board, please do so now. Okay, I see none of that. Secondly, if there are any conflicts of interest on the agenda regarding any position of the board, members of the Board of Trustees, so declare it now. None were declared. Today's meeting, initially we had planned on discussing and presenting a five-year plan for Sulvisa. That wasn't ready to be presented, so we're going to be doing that at the next Sulvisa meeting. Consequently, we have a very short meeting, which is good. But item number three, the trans resolution, tax anticipation note. So,
yeah, so this is just the trans process that we're familiar with in the past. What we're looking for a good resolution is to approve the resolution, 18.5 million, up to 18.5 million for that resolution. The cash flow projection right now is looking like going to about 17.5 million. We just want that extra there just in case. The process is we're using science as our financial advisors on that, and we will go out on a competitive bid process on that to see what the marketplace holds as far as what the interest rate and what the note warrants is.
Andrew, Mr. Chair, may I just ask a question?
What did we had $16 million we borrowed last year. How much of that did we use?
All of it.
Did you use all of it?
We did use the whole thing. So our strategy is to only bond for exactly what we need so we can limit the interest rate and the cost for the interest on that. So
By October, our balance goes down to about $74,000, right? So we draw that down over the period.
Okay, good.
Yes. This is one of those items you really can't say no.
Well, I just had a quick question to you.
No, if I may just real quickly, you said you're thinking it's 17.5, but we're borrowing 18.5 just as a hedge.
Just the resolutions just to allow borrowing up to 18.5.
What we'll do is we'll relook at the cash flow in about a month to make sure that the cash flows have come in how we expect them to come in. If they vary, instead of calling another board meeting, emergency board meeting, to get a resolution to say, hey, now we need this. We're only anticipating doing $17.5 million. Like I said, we will true that up and figure out exactly what it is. We just don't want to call another board meeting between now and then, so we've given ourselves $1 million buffer, but we will not issue more than we need.
Okay.
So,
thank you.
Quick other question.
Yes.
So what we do when we hear in the cash flow projections, then for April, yeah, 17.5, let's say, we take that, we put it in a fund, I guess interest bearing. So net, it really, and is there another, I meant to ask if there's another type of financial instrument that is more like a line of credit where you can just draw against as it's used, or would the interest rate in something like that be higher than what we could get otherwise, and that's why we go with the trans note? Is that question clear?
Yeah. Let me tell you what we do. So we get the money, and it all comes in the day that we sign the agreement with whoever it is, you know, that we did it. Last year it was Wells Fargo Bank that bought our bonds. It either comes in late that day or early the next morning when we actually get the funds in hand. Right. We take those funds and we put them in our PTIF account, which is the Public Treasurer's Investment Pool account in the state of Utah.
Okay.
It's a very secure, liquid account that we can get to. And then we draw the money out of there on a monthly basis based on what we need to pay. Usually in the 20s sometime I'll make the payment to UPD. Around that time I'll look and see what the cash flow needs are, pull down what I need to be able to do that. Or if we have another larger check, I'll usually keep $10,000 or $15,000 in the account just to kind of cover different things that kind of come about. But if we have a larger check, then I'll draw that down, you know, draw it down out of that PTIF account into our operating account just to kind of manage that.
And that PTIF is interest bearing?
It is, yeah. Yes.
And as to the other financial instrument, I'm guessing if it does exist, it would probably, at the end of the day, we'd end up paying more for that?
In order to have a liquid investment pool, in order to be able to draw down, it would take a lot more time and management on my part to be able to go to. So the public treasurer investment pool is a very nice, convenient one. Could we get a little bit more interest somewhere else? Possibly. but there is also some problems with trying to have a liquid fund.
No, sorry, I meant
just the opposite.
Just the note, yeah. So we're going after this note. I don't know what the interest rate was last year, but I'm guessing it's of such a low amount that for us to do some sort of like line of credit where you've got...
Yeah.
It would...
I don't know the answer to that. Do you?
You want me to step in? My name is Alex Buxton. I work at Zions Bank Public Finance. I'm colleagues with Jonathan Ward, who you are familiar with.
The man who gives the chocolates, yeah.
That's right. No, that's a good question. The interest rate last year on the tax anticipation note was 0.55%.
Oh, yeah.
We anticipate this year for it to be a little bit higher because of the recent increase in interest rates back in December. Still, we anticipate it being somewhere between 0.7 and 0.8%.
Because of that quarter point moves by the Fed, you're saying back
in
December.
Correct.
Okay. We can do better.
The line of credit
it's not worth
that you're talking about, kind of a drawdown line of credit, isn't used very often. In fact, it's not offered by most banks nowadays because it's kind of an unsecured instrument. And so certainly the tax and revenue anticipation note that you're issuing is much more common, very low interest rate, and that's pretty standard with this type of short-term financing, so
okay, thank
that's
you.
What we would definitely recommend.
Thanks,
Chair. Scott, just for clarification, and we talked about this, probably bringing it up, this process of bonding is a result of us being on a calendar year basis, right? Is that
we would still have it if we were on a fiscal year such as UPD is or a city is, because what would happen is you would still have the time frame from July through November to early December, when you really start to get your property taxes in, where you need to bridge. And so it's kind of a function of fiscal year and fund balance together. The bigger problem that we have is we have to bridge from whenever we run out of fund balance till, you know, about November we're usually okay, maybe early December, depending on cash flows and things. But so, yeah, I mean.
So if we had $5 or $6 million in the fund balance, we wouldn't even have this will probably not as big of an issue, right?
Or not? We have $5 or $6 million. If we had $30 million, then it wouldn't be an issue. But
we would still have the problem there. Our problem is
fund balance.
We're 97%. I mean, fee and lieu, I guess, is technically property tax.
It really
too,
is. It comes in by way.
We're property tax driven. So how a city can get around it is you get quarterly sales tax payments. You get your impact fees, your utility franchise taxes. They can get you the cash flow throughout the year. Our problem is we're just property tax driven. So regardless, as Scott's saying, which fiscal year you're on, you're still gonna have the same problem.
It's just, I guess I look at it here in 2013, I mean, we paid, for $18 million, we paid $145,000 in interest. And I think if bond rates ever went up, I mean, we could be, it's gonna cost us a lot of money if we continue to have to borrow. And I see this continuing to go up as we have cost of living increases and other issues.
Yeah, we definitely want to look at our fund balance because the lower our fund balance is, the more we'll have to borrow for a longer period of time, possibly do two issuances, because the other thing, you have to spend it down in 6 months. You can't just go out in January and borrow $30 million to get you out until December. You have a 6 month spend down. So if you have to do two issuances, you got two issuance fees and all, it adds up. So we need to keep an eye on our fund balance because the more it declines, it's going to cost us money as we go into that. Having a different fiscal year can potentially help with that, but that's a long-term prospect to fix that because you have to build fund balance in order to float through the end of June. And then, even then, you still have to have problems because you still have to have some fund balance in order to work. So it's really a factor of fund balance is really what you're getting into in order to fix some of those problems.
I guess you're just seeing a trend. Certainly it's going to happen. We're going to continue to borrow more money each year. Unless our fund balance goes up.
Unless the fund balance goes up. And
basically where you're at.
I agree we need to have fund balance. We need to have a certain amount. But I'll just be blunt. If we get too high of a fund balance, it's going to trouble me.
because I don't think we should warehouse the public's money.
Right.
You know, we need enough working capital. We need enough in there for an emergency plus to give cash flow. But there's got to be a balance there for us. I mean, the rating agencies are going to want to see us 15%. They would want us to adopt. Mm-hmm. And we get closer to 20, I have to admit I'm going to struggle. Because I don't want just to keep people's money when it's the taxpayers.
And I agree with you. I'm just saying, if we look 10 years down there, what are we going to be borrowing? We're going to be in the $30 million range, I would think. So it's a fine line. I understand what you're saying, but I think it's something we need to be looking at, how we get that balance between what we borrow and keeping an adequate fund balance to offset that.
And I agree, but when we're talking $30 million that we're going to borrow, how much is going to be 15% of fund balance? So if I'm Joe in the public and I look and you've got, what, $6, $7, $8 million in fund balance that is just sitting there and it's above what your minimum is, I just think the public has a hard time.
I agree.
Now, UPD and Solisa both, where our fund balances are, what, about 10%, 9%, 10%?
We're in the teens.
Yeah.
Are we on
15-ish?
We that high?
We've been in, for now, in UPD, know. We've been in the I'd say 11 to 14% range since we've been an entity. And Slavisa, it's fluctuated much more. We had at times that we were extremely low in fund balance. But yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. I'll make a motion that we approve the tax rollover anticipation note resolution.
And second.
Authorize.
All right.
Now, are we authorizing in here? Are
Date
we delegating the authority to you guys?
Yes.
Doing that as well, to the chair.
Okay. So is that part of the resolution?
Yes.
All right.
Okay, there's been a motion to approve and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? None. Go to item number four, the fourth quarter financial reports.
So this is very similar to what we saw in UPD. However, we just have one fund, and I'm not reviewing the prior year because that's already been reviewed. So if you look at the quarterly financials for the year, and this is for our complete year of 2015, we still have a few minor items that are finalizing up as we go through the year, but we're largely there. I'd say we're within $50,000 on the expense side, and on the revenues, we're probably within $10,000. I still need to do my January reconciliation that I haven't done, but as soon as that's done, then that will be complete. But it looks like we're going to end the year with approximately almost even on our fund balance. I'm showing that we'll add about $60,000, $59,000 to our fund balance. If you want to look at the expenditures, our professional fees, we're going to spend about $216,000 on a $250,000 budget, so we've got a little wiggle room there, about $30,000. Our, of course, service fee to UPD, we're almost dead on. I think I usually give it a dollar to not go over on that. The Riverton bond interest, that just goes through exactly as expended. And then the note interest, as mentioned earlier, yeah, we only spent just under $69,000. We budget $250,000 just to have that an in-case amount, because we really don't know what the markets are going to do. If they got out of control or something, we need to be able to cover ourselves on that. But we don't anticipate it being anywhere near $250,000. I'd expect it maybe be $100,000 or less, maybe, as we go out into this next year. We only borrowed $16 million in our budget. We had put $21 million that we could go to. We're anticipating in this next year to be $17.5 million. Property taxes, we ended the year. And where I put prior year property tax collections, that's a guess at this time. We'll find out exactly how much prior year property tax collections we have in March-ish timeframe. Sometimes it's in April when we get our final reconciliation from the State Tax Commission. And then we can pinpoint how much really was prior year collections. But I think it's going to be about in the $500,000 range.
What percent is that?
What percent would that be? Maybe 3%?
Are you?
That's actually a little low.
Yeah. 2 to 3%, right in that range. You figure we our collection rate's 97%, and the prior year is collecting those prior year amounts, and so it's going to almost mirror, you know, the inverse of that. Not exactly, but it'll be close to that. So 2 to 3%, I would say, on average, is kind of your where you're going to be on that. And we're still young, so it's growing up to a full amount. But I think 500 to 600 thousand is probably going to be about where we'll land on that, at least at the current, you know, tax rates and size of the entity and stuff. Fee and lieu come in at about $1.5 million, so we're on a, that's on $1,450,000, so we're 77,000 higher. That's again a factor that's distributed on the same basis of, as our share to the total taxes. It just kind of goes out on a percentage basis to everybody. So as other entities increase their taxes, we'll actually get less fee and lieu, and if we increase ours, we'll get a little bit more.
So that's interesting that we actually got more. So does that mean there's just more new growth?
I was conservative in budgeting, is what it basically was. I didn't want to tell you we'd get $1.6 million and only get $1.5 million, because it worries me when we go down those roads. So
good.
Yeah. The public safety fee, this is just kind of certified fee collections from back in 2010 and 11 when we were doing the fee, and I think we need to have a discussion on that. At what point in time do we say enough is enough and just end that? Because they will stay on the books, they're on property tax books, and at some point in time there could be a estate sale to satisfy that, and we don't want to probably go down that road for the little amounts of money. What's that?
How much do we even have left?
I don't know the answer.
It's very minimal.
It's less than 100,000, but we probably need to.
You say let's do away with that.
Yeah, that would be my recommendation as the financial person. I would probably say, at this point in time, let it go. You know what I mean? And whatever that point in time is, we need to have that discussion and then communicate that to the county treasurer, so on and so forth.
Can you put that on like next month's agenda?
Yeah.
So that we can talk about it. For mayor and councilman, Jim and I lived through those days. The sooner we can, I can get that out of the
way. I say we revisit the entire issue again.
No.
You want to live through those again?
Hey, have another chocolate.
I need more of the chocolate, I'll tell you that.
Hey, I was just going to say, next month's agenda, we ought to be very light, because we're going to have this full discussion, which is going to be could be quite lengthy. So
I think this we can just, we don't have a consent item, but I don't think, unless you two have an issue with doing away with that. But
no, I don't.
We're talking 5 years.
We collected $15,000 this year, and you think there's maybe less than 100,000 outstanding?
Yeah. Are you two okay with it? We could just put it be a formality.
Yeah, just.
If that's the case,
yeah, it'll be a quick item. We just need to do some research to get you the numbers so that we know what we're talking and such, and it should be a quick discussion item. So we can do that. And then lastly, the interest, we received about $77,000 of interest when we're all said and done. Some of that interest is interest that we get on the collections from the state, the treasurer, on the property taxes, because they put it in an interest-bearing account, so they get it. So we do get some interest from, you know, that's given directly to us from that. Some of it is interest that comes from our PTIF account or our savings account, our checking account that we have. So it comes in from several different entities. But if you look at our interest expense, or revenue was $77,000, our interest expense was $69,000.
Net,
we're up 10 grand.
So that kind of goes to the whole, I mean, where rates are today.
Yeah, where rates are today, we're doing good, and we're being responsible and everything. I mean, there are seriously beneficial rates out there in the market right now, and we don't want the 80s to come back up, kill us.
Well, right now, market, when you look out at the forecast, the Fed's got an interesting what they're going to do. I think they actually don't raise even short-term rates for a while.
Yeah, they were thinking of doing 4 raises of quarter points over the next year, but I don't think that's even going to happen.
Or the commodity prices where they're going to do something.
Now, one note that I'll just kind of mention, because this is 2015, so going into 2016, you can see we basically started and ended the year flat in our fund balance.
We have $60,000 that we added. We are not doing a property tax increase during 2016. We've already voted for that. That being the case, it's in our budget to burn down about $1.2 million, and so we've plateaued, and we're now starting to decline. So keep that in mind as we go into next month's discussion about our five-year plan and what we need to do, because at a 1.2 drawdown, if we go into the next year without doing one, we'd have another 1.2 drawdown on top of that, so that would be, you know, compounded, that would be about $3.6 million, roughly.
But if I'm reading this right, we start out at 6.7, we're down to 6.4, so we burned about 300 in the calendar year, but we haven't even collected yet the prior year property tax that you've estimated at 500,000. So we could end up.
This is where we'll end up right here. So we start at 6.7.
Okay.
Yeah, this is actually
assuming
the
500. Okay, yeah, you're at 6.8, so we actually increased.
Yeah, so by 60,000. But okay, going into next year, we're projecting a $1.2 million burn. Let's say we're always a little conservative, so let's say it ends up being a million. Okay, then going into the next year, you got to take that million forward and then whatever else you add on to it. So let's say it ends up being $2 million in the next year. That's $3 million. All of a sudden, you've halved your fund balance in 2 years if we don't do a tax increase.
Right.
Because we don't get any additional funds off of property taxes unless it's new growth or property tax. So just keep that in mind as we go forward, because we're at the plateau.
Well, a lot of it's going to factor, too, in our discussion on the 17th.
Yes,
to
definitely.
Where we're going,
definitely,
in terms of allocation and other things. So,
legislatively, do you know where that was? HB 25 or that at our symposium, they talked about the Utah Counties Association, talked about this bill where they're going to change the new growth formula, and RDAs and CDAs, EDAs coming off are now going to count as new growth. Is that...
And I don't know the answer on that.
Okay.
My understanding is they're moving through.
Yeah. It's going through, and we're supportive of that, correct? I mean, that would be a positive thing for this service district.
Yeah. Association of Service Districts, LeGrand Bitter, that's right. He's been ushering that through. He's informing that it's going to go.
Yes.
That's what I've been told.
Great.
Okay, Mr. Chair, I move that we adopt the fourth quarter financial report as presented.
I'll second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Now, on the interest rate, so when I was much younger, I thought if I had $1 million and put it in the bank, I could not never work again. Boy, those days are old.
Well, the dream is you should end up with nothing in 2 years. To put it in perspective,
are Zion's guys still here?
Yeah. on the UPD account, I have pretty close to $7 million that I have in the account, and I think I got $3,500 off of that in the PTIF account last
month. You could retire on that now.
For
a year?
Yeah, I don't know. I have kids, so... I don't know if that would work.
Let me mention two other business things. First of all, as Carmen, you suggested, next meeting we are spending time on our five-year plan, and that is a very important meeting for us. And in hand with that, this Thursday, Scott and the mayor of Midvale and several other people are going to get together and talk about, Midvale would like to annex into the district. Unfortunately, their tax that they generate doesn't cover their cost, and we've basically had a policy where we don't entertain those notions. But that meeting is taking place, and so we may have a little of discussion of that on the 17th as well. But given all of that, Sylvisa's agenda, I think, is important enough, and I don't want to have at the very end us scattering because we all have other commitments. Would it be possible, Andrew, that if we schedule the Sylvisa meeting at 9 and the UPD to follow, and I don't know what's on the UPD agenda for next, how it's shaping up, but whether we could take the prime spot for the following week, maybe forever. I don't know. So how does that sound?
So I will have a budget adjustment for UPD, just to note. So there will be some things to discuss in UPD, but I, in terms of timing, I don't really care.
Well, I'll be honest with you, I'd prefer that you just, we're going to do anything you want, but I have that with a broader discussion with the full UPD board. I'm not trying to be, but maybe have them make a decision what they want to do in terms of that. We're happy to schedule either way, but I don't want to make a unilateral decision. But if we can limit the items on the UPD agenda, we already have the body cam issue, we have the financial
financials, which later those should be too long, we can get those through and I'll eliminate anything else. But in terms of the permanent replacement of those, you know, I would feel unusual about making a unilateral decision on that. Sorry.
I think we're five out of the eight UPD board members anyway, so we can probably we can wag that dog. Anyway.
Well, then I just say to hell with them.
All right. Well, then what I do need is obviously for us all to look at our schedules and make sure we have time for both, and that means that I wouldn't expect to be out of here before 11:30, but we could be. Is that fair?
Yeah, let's leave the UPD meeting, my feeling, at 9. Let's just get through it, because you may have some people coming. They won't come to UPD meeting. Yeah. They'll come here at 10 o'clock. Yeah. So I'd rather have the UPD or the Slavisa meeting at 10, but I'd like to minimize the agenda items on that so we can just spend our time on...
Heard you loud and clear.
So we start right at 10.
Right.
Make sure that agenda on UPD allows that.
Right.
We'll accommodate you this one, sure.
Hey, I was going to say those chocolates need to go to the state. That's right.
Is there any other business to bring before the board,
Mr. Chair?
Yes, sir.
The only question I had was I didn't see any minutes to approve for last meeting.
So you say I'm prepared in time. They are prepared now. I'll make sure they're on the next.
Good point.
Okay.
Motion to adjourn.
So moved.
All right. We're adjourned.
Thank you.
Hey. Good. How are you? Keeping yourself busy?
I am.
Yeah. Don't seem to have that problem.
Oh, that's good, though.
I saw it.
You're bringing recruits to back you up.
Hey, I am.
Thank you so much.
It should be a good discussion.
No, it should be good. And we had a meeting yesterday to get to the point where we're we weren't ready for this meeting, but we're I think it's going to be good.
Is this the?
And I don't mean to bring up that issue about how much we're carving, but as I look.